It's Mix 104.9, and this week we are celebrating a very special week in Australia, NAIDOC Week. We do know that celebrations are going to probably kick on next week due to the COVID restrictions and things that we're facing this week. But it's a really good chance to embrace the Aboriginal culture, and in particular, the land on which Darwin falls on, and that is Larrakia Country. Mm-hmm. We're extremely excited to have a special lady on the show with us today, a proud Larrakia woman. Lorraine Williams, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you.
Oh, she's testing us out there,
she
Sarah.
She really is. Lorraine, can you tell us what you said in Larrakia language?
The first thing I said was ngai bachi, and ngai means yes, and bachi means good. So yes, good. I said nananga niana, that means my name is, and joininga means joining, which is my name.
Wow.
So that name was actually given to me by an old lady with the same name, Alloptopsy Secretary, grandmother from Kalalak. And that name's actually really important to me, but my name actually means hermit crab. So when I say Nananga Niana Joininga, I'm saying my name is Lorraine, and with that meaning, it means hermit crab. And I said, Daranigi Malagwaelwa, Daranigi mean.
Now, NAIDOC Week must hold a really special place in your heart that you're able to share these stories and this culture with everybody.
We've done a little bit of teaching at the Nightcliff Primary School last year. Because Larrakia language is not many people, well, there's no one around, no elders around that can actually speak the language anymore. We lost our last elder last year. So there's no one that we can actually go to other than the linguist, Dr. Mark Harvey, that actually knows the language fully. I've learnt it as a little kid, like Larrakia language. Well, when I say Larrakia, the real name for Larrakia is Gulamergen. So you'll see that word Gulamergen around. It's becoming more popular now. It's in signs and that. But Gulamergen is the proper name for Larrakia people. People don't know where the name Larrakia actually came from, and they say that it may have come from what other people called us, like what Wulna people called us, or some people have this idea that it could be a Malay word. So the word Larrakia, and even though we use it in different ways, Larrakia, Larrakia, the proper name is Gulamergen. So if you see it on the sign and you're wondering what that big word is, Gulamergen, that means essentially Larrakia.
Oh, this is fascinating. We are so excited to be able to share this culture with you because when you're talking about Aboriginal culture, there is a lot of languages. And is that why you're finding a lot less people speak, in particular, the Larrakia language?
Well, Larrakia is a language that's, you know, sadly, we probably weren't allowed to speak it in the old days. So it sort of, you know, wiped that side out of it. So we couldn't really go around speaking it. But in my family, that language was actually spoken from my grandmother to my father to now me. But because my father passed away when I was 5 years old and my mother passed away when I was 18 years old, and now I'm 50, I have very little language. But with that, I'm proud that it's actually the first language that touched my tongue as a young child in this area.
Is it your hope that you'll be able to, share? You were saying before you were doing some stuff at Nightcliff Primary School. Is it your hope that you're able to share it with even more Territorians?
I'd love to be able to share it more, but first we have to make a decision of whether or not we should teach our children first, because I was told by an elder that, yes, we can share it, but we have to actually speak it to our children first. So yeah. I know Larrakia Development Corporation and Larrakia Nation would like to actually get the language out there so first Larrakia young people can speak it. But, yeah, I would be very interested in helping to develop curriculum around Larrakia history, language and culture because it's something that's really needed. Like I've done the, I don't know if you've seen the seasonal calendar, the Gulamergen seasonal calendar. That's something that we as a family decided that we should put out into the public domain so that young people can learn. So most of the schools have the seasonal calendar.
I had a look at your calendar on the website, naidoc.org.au, and there's a whole range of things there you can check out as part of NAIDOC Week.
With that, with young people especially, we're looking at developing apps and things like that because it's one to be able to read the language, and it's actually, when you look at it, even the word Gulamergen, you look at it and you think, how do you like say that?
Yeah.
If you know the rules for it. But to be able to hear it on an app and to be able to record it and for someone to say it and then to listen back, it's actually, I feel it's much easier, and that's how our language was learnt in the old days.
A talking dictionary.
Talking dictionary, that's what we need,
I was going to say, in closing, how do we say farewell?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay, most Aboriginal people say mamak.
Mamak.
But Larrakia, we say nagar. Nagar, it means I'm going. Nazar.
I'm going. No, I don't. Nazar. Is that it?
Yeah.
Nazar.
So farewell as well. We say goodbye. Like a lot of Aboriginal people say mamak, but you got to say nagark.
Nagark.
Okay, we're going now.
That's it. You got it. Yeah.
Nagark. Oh, Lorraine, Nagark. Once again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Lorraine.
No worries. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me share it. Bye.